Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Possible that we may have to record this again tomorrow.
Why?
Shut up.
Oh, it might be our best episode yet.
Well, I don't know about that.
It happens so quickly. I
don't know. It just hits you so fast. Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Crime Shots episode. Are we ready to talk about the Brandon Lawson missing case?
Have heard about this.
Well,
yes, Nikki.
It freaks me out. It's really interesting, and I look at it, and I listen to the 911 call, and I just want to know. I just want to know what happened, which I'm sure his family is the same way. So this goes back to 2013, and this is in San Angelo, Texas. And Brandon Lawson is 26 years old, and he is living with his longtime girlfriend, LaDessa, and they've been together for 10 years. They met in high school. Brandon has four children. One of the children that he has is with another relationship, and he's got three children with LaDessa. So he's got four kids that he's taking care of. At this time, he is starting a new job the next week. He's got a background. There are some...
Like, so when you say that he's got a background, you mean like...
He has some charges.
Okay.
So, one specifically. I don't know all the charges that he has or if he even has more than one, but he's got possession of controlled substance charge.
Does it say what the substance was?
No, but
they weren't supposed to have.
Right. And he's got a warrant out for his arrest, right, that he doesn't even know about. So he doesn't find out about this warrant for his arrest until a few months before this all takes place. So this was from a long time ago, right? So he finds out he's got a warrant for his arrest, but he's like, oh, man, you know, tough times. What are you going to do? I'll try to figure something out. He is trying to, it seems as though he was addicted to some kind of something, right, before this took place. And he's just trying to do better, right? For his longtime girlfriend and his kids. So
does it say how old his kids are? Like, are they like super young?
I don't know.
I would assume that. I mean, if he's only 26 and he's got four kids, they're all probably pretty young.
I would imagine they're pretty young.
Yeah.
So on August 8, 2013, Brandon and his longtime girlfriend, LaDessa, get into an argument. I'm not sure what the argument is about, but they are arguing. Could be random. I mean, you know how it is, right?
Everybody argues,
whatever the case may be. So he gets into an argument with her. They go back and forth, and he's like, you know what? I just need some time away. I just need to get out of here. So he calls his dad and says, hey, I'm going to come stay with you. His dad is like, no, like, I mean, you're more than welcome to come, but stay there, you know, go into a separate room, think about it for the night. Because his dad, so Brandon and LaDessa lived in San Angelo, Texas. His dad lived in Crosby, which is about three and a half hours away.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good drive for him to go and then, like, get there and be like, I should have tried to work it out. Like, I don't know why I drove all this way. But on the other hand, you know, sometimes you get to the point where you're like, I just need a break. I just need a break. I've got four kids, a wife, basically, and I just need a break. So he decides to go anyway, even though his dad tells him, like,
think about it.
So he decides to go. On his way to his dad's house, he runs out of gas. Mm-hmm. So he pulls over on Highway 277, mm-hmm. which is right before Brant. And I'll be honest, like, I'm not that familiar with Brant, Texas. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. It's Bronte. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's Brant or Bronte. I'm assuming it's Brant because it's Texas.
Yeah, it's Texas. It's clearly Brant. Yeah,
clearly Brant.
Exactly. Brant.
So he's like 5 miles from Brant and he runs out of gas. So he calls.
So how far away is that from his dad's place? The only reason why I ask is because it's 2013. People shouldn't be running out of gas that easily unless they're fairly close to somewhere that they mm-hmm. feel like they can make it.
Okay, so that's true. Now, in between so where he was coming from to Brant, there's no gas stations.
Of course not, because it's Texas. Then that happens.
And I haven't been into that area. I haven't. So I'm not familiar with Highway 277, but it's my understanding that there's no gas stations, you know, going to Brant. And so he's like a lot of people. I'm not like this, but a lot of people are where they're like, oh, I can make it. Brant. Yeah, you know, listen, I've got a quarter tank, a half quarter tank, whatever it is.
I'm totally like that. If there is no, I will run out of gas because I will always think I can make it. Absolutely. The difference now, though, is like my car automatically has the GPS pulled up, mm-hmm. so it'll automatically tell me where the next gas, the closest gas station is.
Yeah. So and I'm the total opposite. So I'm like, I'm like, you know, a little over a quarter of a tank. Let me go ahead and get gas just in case.
You are like that. All the trips we've been on, you're like, oh my god, I've got half a tank. We're gonna have to find a gas station soon.
Yes. So it's my understanding that it's really, he hadn't gotten that far. Mm-hmm. I mean, he thought he could get, you know, to the gas station in Brant, maybe 30 miles from where he was. And so he got, you know, 5 miles outside of Brant and he ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's one of those people where mm-hmm. it's like, no, I can make it. He runs out of gas. He calls his brother, Kyle. I ran out of gas. I need you to bring me some gas. Kyle says, sure, not a problem. I'll bring you some gas. So they hang up. Kyle talks to Brandon back and forth. So they have phone calls back and forth. And he says, hey, I'm bringing you gas. I went by and checked on LaDessa and the kids. And I'm going to bring you some gas. In the meantime, there's an 18-wheeler that's traveling on Highway 277. Mm-hmm. And he calls 911 and just says, hey, just so you know, there's a truck that's parked on Highway 277 that's kind of over the line. It's not right in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. but it's a little over the line and it's dangerous. Just wanted to let you know. So the truck driver, the 18-wheeler, saw the truck on the side of the road.
Okay.
He doesn't say whether he sees Brandon or not.
Well, if he's just driving by, he probably doesn't see anybody.
Right. He's just calling because he doesn't know, you know, who's left the truck or, mm-hmm. or what the case may be.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Brandon and Kyle have conversations back and forth. And when Kyle, Brandon's brother, pulls up to his truck, he's on the phone with Brandon and he says, hey, I'm pulling up. And Brandon says, I see you. And at the same time, because the 18-wheeler has called 911 and said there's a truck in the road, mm-hmm. there's a deputy or sheriff, whoever it is, has come to the truck as well to check it out to see, is somebody around? Can they move the truck? Mm-hmm. What's going on? So when Kyle pulls up, he's on the phone with Brandon and he says, hey, I'm here. There's a cop here looking at your truck. And because of his warrant, because Kyle knows about Brandon's warrant. Mm-hmm. And so he's thinking that Brandon is hiding from the cop.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I think cops are required now, like anytime they get a call to like take someone's information. If there's someone around. So he would have been required to take his information anyway.
That may be very well may be the case. He pulls up on the truck. The cop's there. He tells Brandon, hey, I'm here. I'm at your truck. The cop is here. Brandon says, I see you. And they hang up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Kyle tells the cop, because he's trying to get him out of the way so that Brian can come out. Mm-hmm. Because it appears that Brian has gone into the woods.
Okay.
In one of the conversations he has with his brother, he says he's bleeding and he's in the woods. When Kyle pulls up to the truck, he knows he's in the woods. He tells the cop, hey, you know, go look for him. He's got bad cell phone reception. Go look for him down the road. And so the cop goes and he tries to call Brandon, and Brandon doesn't answer. And
so the cop tries to call Brandon, or Kyle?
Kyle. Kyle tries to call Brandon.
After the cop leaves.
Right. Because the cop going down the road, because his brother tells the cop, maybe he's, you know, walk into a gas station to get gas, mm-hmm. or whatever the case. And so the cop goes down the road to see, you know, maybe I'll see Brandon walking.
Right.
And so when he leaves, Brandon tries to call Kyle and tell him, you know, the cop is gone.
Or Kyle tries to call Brandon.
Yes, yes. Okay. So in the meantime, without the brother, Kyle, knowing, he's called 911.
Who has?
So Brandon, who ran out of gas, called 911. The 911 call is weird. There's so many stories about, or theories about what he's saying in the 911 call, because he's out of breath. Uh-huh. And we're in Texas, right? You can't understand what we're saying. So
we can understand it.
Well, I've listened to 911 call, and it's really hard to understand some things that he's saying.
Okay.
So when he calls 911 and he says, send somebody, I'm running in the woods, someone is chasing me in the woods. And he says, we are running in the woods. Right. The 911 dispatcher says, say that again. Brandon's like, we're in the woods, send the cops. And the 911 dispatcher says, do you need an ambulance? Brandon says, yeah, no, we need the cops. Okay. So there's lots of speculation as to what he's saying in the 911 call. So you can hear it. You can go to YouTube. You can listen to it there. There's a Facebook page that's, you know, a missing, you know, Brandon Lawson Facebook page that you can go to. And the 911 call, you can listen to it pretty much anywhere. But there's lots of speculation about what he says.
You said it's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Okay, you found it?
I have it pulled up. And it also has subtitles.
Uh-huh.
So
the subtitles are what they think he's saying. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows, right? I mean, right. It's not clear because we haven't talked to Brandon, so we don't know what he's actually saying. Mm-hmm. But there's different theories about what he's saying. Some people think that he's saying some, you know, state troopers pulled some guys over and he shot people, he didn't shoot people, he pushed people over. I mean, there's lots of different.
Well, here, let's play the...
Okay, yeah,
let's
yeah,
play
yeah,
the
yeah.
911 let's... call. Let me hear.
Okay.
Yeah, coming in the middle of the field, the tape was just pushing guys over. Right here going towards Javelin on both sides. Touch up, ran out of gas. There's one car here. You got to take the woods. Quick burn.
Okay, so the subtitles say, yes, I'm in the middle of a field. I think we just pushed some guys over.
Yes. So that's what the subtitles say. And that's, you know, whoever put the YouTube video out, mm-hmm. is going to put, you know, what subtitles they think.
Right, right.
Said,
so
right.
The next sentence he says, we're out here going towards Abilene on both sides. That sentence doesn't make sense anyway. And then it says, my truck ran out of gas. There's one car here. A guy's chasing. And then it's ineligible. And then a guy's chasing something to the woods.
Yes. So some people say, it sounds like he says, there's guys chasing me through the woods. Right.
Okay.
So, like I said, I mean, you can listen to the 911 call a million times. Mm-hmm. And you just don't know what he's saying.
Well, let's go here. Let's go ahead and play. It's like a minute long. We'll just go ahead and play through the rest of it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Got to take the bitch to the woods. Quick burn. The one I talk is home. I show you, he's home. I just shot the first guy. You need an ambulance? Yeah. No, I need the cops.
What did you make the gasp about?
You can hear gunshots.
Okay, so some people are saying they hear gunshots. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying that it is a car on the highway. So here's the thing. So where his truck was found is, I think it's estimated about a half a mile from the Colorado River. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So if he ran into the woods to try to get away from someone, then he's close to the Colorado River, which is going to have a bridge and it's going to have cars. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm saying this, I've never been there, so it could be just a road beside the river. But either way, people are saying that it is cars going over the overpass, not gunshots. But other people are saying, you know, we hear gunshots. We don't really know.
Okay, so here's my thought on it. Did you ever go down to the river in high school?
Well, sure.
Okay, so down there at the river, and I'm sure we're talking about the same river. If you ever went down there, whenever cars drove over it, you could hear, it's like the sound driving to Louisiana. Like, it's like, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can definitely see where people would say that that's what that sounds like.
Yes.
However, so, I can also hear gunshots, but that could be one of those influenced sounds. Because someone told me it was a gunshot, that's what I hear.
Yes. So we don't know. We don't know. We don't know
if
it's...
But you would think if there was an officer there, or even, or the fact that his brother was there, they would say, we heard gunshots.
And this is true. Okay. When he made the 911 phone call. You're right. You're right. That's all of the 911 call, right? The phone goes dead. It doesn't go dead, but... So the 911 operator is like, okay, he's not responding anymore. So we've got the 911 call. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Brandon and Kyle, his brother, mm-hmm. did speak after the 911 phone call. And Brandon told Kyle he was bleeding to get there. So, like I said, whenever Kyle is pulling up to the truck with the officer, he's on the phone with Brandon. And he says, hey, we're here. And Brandon says, I see you, right? Mm-hmm. But Kyle doesn't see him at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't see him. He sees his truck. He's looking around. He doesn't see anything. So he's thinking he's, you know, hiding from the cops because he has a warrant. Eventually, the cop leaves and says, you know, we'll have the truck towed in the morning if he hasn't come back to get it. Kyle goes up and down. Him and his wife or girlfriend go up and down Highway 277 calling for Brandon, saying, you know, hey, you know, trying to find him. Mm-hmm. They never find him. No one has talked to him or seen him since.
What the heck?
So he, you know, he's driving to his dad's house. He runs out of gas, calls his brother to come bring him some gas. His brother gets there. He's on the phone with him. Brandon says, hey, I see you. You know, I see you pulling up to my truck. Kyle says, you know, tell the officer, go look for somebody else. He thinks that Brandon's hiding from the cops because mm-hmm. of his warrant. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make sense, because if he's hiding from the cops for his warrant, why would he call 911 and request cops?
So it almost sounds like, because he says, first of all, he says, we. So he's running with somebody.
Exactly.
And he says, we actually ran into him, and now they're chasing us through the woods.
Yes. And there's speculation about that, right? Because mm-hmm. we don't know what he means, because we haven't talked to Brandon. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what he's saying. We don't know if when he says, you know, we ran into him. Well, you know, as well as I do, we're in Texas. So if you say you ran into somebody, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean you hit them with your car.
Oh, no. I wasn't even thinking that until you just said that. I was immediately thinking, okay, well, they ran into each other at the convenience store.
Right. They saw each other. Right. It was happenstance that they, you know, saw each other. So there's some theories that say he saw something he shouldn't have seen.
Oh.
And that led to his disappearance. There's other theories that some people are saying that his longtime girlfriend, LaDessa, called some people from the neighborhood, some guys from the neighborhood, to chase him down and out of town.
Ooh.
Which, I mean... In some of the stuff that I've read, mm-hmm. when Brandon was talking to his brother Kyle, he told Kyle, there's some guys running me out of town. So that's a possibility.
And so what if, okay, I said in 2013, it's not all that common for somebody to just run out of gas like that. So what if he was leaving town and some people from where he was living saw, like, were actually chasing him out of town and following him, and that's when he ran out of gas, and he actually went into the woods to try to run away from him.
And that's very possible. There's so many theories that it, I mean, you can't go through them all, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
So one of the theories is, you know, he was a drug addict, and he did somebody wrong, mm-hmm. and they, you know, took care of it, mm-hmm. right? So that's one. And then another one is, you know, he wanted to get away from it all. He left voluntarily. He just left, and he's out there somewhere, and he just voluntarily left, right?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Which, honestly, it's really hard for me to believe, because mm-hmm. you don't call 911 and say help and you need the cops if you are hiding from the cops, mm-hmm. and if you're trying to disappear without a trace, right?
Yeah.
So there's so something else that I read, which again I read, right, like you Google this information. One of the things that I read was that he withdrew his 401k, but...
Oh, that's fishy.
It is. It absolutely is. But it's never been touched.
Maybe if he was a drug addict, he withdrew his 401k because he owed somebody money, and he never had a chance to pay somebody back.
That may very well be the case.
Not saying that anything's justified, I'm just saying.
Right. But the money went into his account, but was never withdrawn. Mm-hmm. So if he was planning to leave voluntarily,
he would have taken it.
I mean, he would have taken it, right. Yeah. And then if he owed someone, then mm-hmm. obviously he would have taken the money out.
Or,
but again,
I mean, there's a thousand theories. That could have been what they were fighting about, because they were having money problems. You know as well as I do that sometimes you have tough times. And so maybe that could have been their whole issue to begin with. And he was actually trying to take care of business with that.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, that could very well be his intention. Mm-hmm. His intention was to pay people back, and it ended up where, you know, that didn't come to fruition, right?
Like, right. The point is, just because a person disappears does not always mean that they're trying to run away from all their problems.
Exactly. I mean, so I go back to the fact that he was supposed to start a new job mm-hmm. that following week mm-hmm. with... supposedly better pay, better benefits, mm-hmm. right? And I don't see someone leaving voluntarily when they've got four children. And
you know what? There's a lot of guys that will, when they switch jobs, they will withdraw their 401k because they don't want to carry it over.
Yeah, no, and that's totally true. That's totally true.
So if he was starting a new job, that makes sense too.
Yeah, and I don't think that the 401k really comes into play here, because if he had withdrew the 401k, if the 401k had been deposited into his account and he withdrew the money, then I would say, okay,
yeah,
this is a totally different situation. But that's not the case, right? So the 401k was taken out and was deposited into his account, but he never took it out. So I don't think that's going to have any play in what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. And in the 911 call, he clearly says we, right? Mm-hmm. So when he says we, obviously somebody else, at least one other person is with him. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I mean, you know, when he's on the side of the road, did he happen upon someone else mm-hmm. that just happened to run up on the same thing that he did, and they were both in the woods together? I mean, who knows? We don't know. Mm-hmm. But we know that he made a 911 call and tells them he needs the cops, not an ambulance, but he needs the cops. And he talks to his brother. And his brother is, you know, thinking at the time, obviously, he's thinking, oh, I need to save my brother. And he's worried about the cops being here and tries to get rid of the cops. Who knows? I mean, we don't know. We don't know. And there's some theories that say, you know, he was totally just hallucinating because he was on some kind of controlled substance. And he's in the woods and he's seeing things that aren't really there, which is totally plausible. I don't know. I've never taken any kind of controlled substance, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. But, I mean, it's possible that he was on some kind of controlled substance because we know he's had that in the past. And he's hallucinating and seeing things that aren't there.
Okay.
But,
say he's hallucinating and all this stuff that happened in the woods is just his hallucination. Where is he?
Right. And that's possible. So what some people are saying is that, okay, he was super close to the Colorado River, mm-hmm. right? Which some of the theories about the noise, so some people say it's the gunshots and some people say it's a car going over the road, right?
Well, so, you know, I was thinking about it just now as you're saying that, and he tells the 911 operator the first guy's been shot.
I mean, that's what you hear.
That is totally what I hear. 100% that's what I hear.
So other people hear, I mean, it's really depending on the person, right? Some people hear something and some other people hear something else. Mm-hmm. So that's what you heard, but right. other people hear something else. They're saying, you know, some theories are he was completely high, he was hallucinating, and maybe he fell into the Colorado River and he drowned or, you know, something like that, mm-hmm. right? However, at the time, and you know as well as I do, in Texas, there's not a whole lot of rain and there's not a lot of water, okay. right? In August, it's my understanding that the Colorado River in that area at the time was only about knee deep. So it's not something that he would have fallen into and been, you know, swept off his feet and couldn't control himself. That's something to take into account because he doesn't have, I mean, it's not something that would have overpowered him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was inebriated in some way, then sure, but either way. Now, one thing that is very interesting is that his cell phone, because obviously after he goes missing, Ledesa goes to the police department the next day. It says, files a missing person, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Because his brother has gone out all night yelling for him, going to his truck, can't find him. So Ledesa goes to the police department and files a missing
person. So Kyle initially did a search of the area that night.
Yeah. So he goes up and down Highway 277 yelling for him, you know, looking for him, and nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't get anything. So, obviously, Kyle tries to call Brandon several times, but it goes straight to voicemail. He doesn't answer. There's nothing. Now, on the cell phone records, which they get, I don't know how long it is after he goes missing that they get the cell phone records, but they finally get the cell phone records, and it shows that the last ping on his cell phone was close to the Colorado River,
mm-hmm.
which, again, where his truck was found, and the Colorado River is less than or equal to a half a mile, right? So it's not that far, okay? So his cell phone, that's the last ping that they get on the cell phone, is close to the Colorado River.
Okay.
And it was that night. So they haven't gotten any information from that cell phone since then. So, like, if he was going to leave,
That's crazy to me.
No, I know. So he calls 911 and says he needs help. He's bleeding. Or he tells his brother he's bleeding, right? He tells the 911 operator he needs help. He needs the cops. She specifically says, do you need an ambulance? He says, no, I need the cops. He's just gone. He's gone. And his brother hasn't heard from him. His brother tried to reach him. It goes straight to voicemail. Nobody's gotten a ping from that cell phone since that night.
And they've done searches and have found nothing.
So here's the thing about the searches. The searches, so that's private land.
Mm-hmm.
Where his truck was found around the area is private property.
Okay.
They have gone to the owners, and the owners have been not, I don't want to say non-cooperative, but they just don't want, I mean, it's Texas, right? We're mm-hmm. very private about our land. We're very private about what happens on our land. Mm-hmm. They are just like, no, I don't want like a whole bunch of people on my land. So, one, there has not been an extensive search on the Colorado River in that area.
There hasn't been?
No. There has been a search, but it's my understanding it's a very broad, like, we're going to look around search of the Colorado River. There hasn't been an actual extensive search of the river.
Yeah.
Right. And then as far as the property goes, they talked to the property owners. The property owners were like, we don't really want a whole lot of people on the land. No, we're not comfortable with everybody coming and searching. So they did do some aerial views, which, of course, in August, you know, it's so hot and mm-hmm. everything is, like, dead, right? Yeah. Like, you know, it's Texas. They do an aerial view. They take pictures from the air. They don't see anything, right?
Well,
so Brandon, when he calls 911, he says, I'm running into the woods. But again, this is Texas, and the woods doesn't necessarily mean the woods, quote unquote, packed with, you know, a bunch of trees.
It's a pasture that probably has trees and brush.
Right. And in the area, there's like lots of cactus. You wouldn't just like roam around at night.
Right.
Okay. The 911 call to me, like everybody who listens to this needs to go look the 911 call up on YouTube. I know you played it, but they need to listen to it carefully because
they also have several different versions of it.
Absolutely, because everybody hears something different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in around New England, right, they call state troopers state, mm-hmm. right? Like that's just what they do in that part of the country. They call them stateies. Mm-hmm. In Texas, I've never heard anybody call a state trooper anything other than a state trooper or a trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't call them stateies here. Some people are saying maybe the 911 call was, like, edited. And so it sounds like he says trooper, right? I mean, because it kind of sounds like that if mm-hmm. you listen to the 911 call. I don't know. I feel like he's definitely out of breath when he does the 911 call. He's definitely panicked. He sounds panicked, afraid, and out of breath, like he's running.
Yeah.
So there's so many theories. It's really hard. It's really hard to know, right? So he could be, you know, super high and hallucinating and seeing things that aren't there. Okay, that's one explanation. Mm-hmm. I personally don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is he ran up on something that he shouldn't have seen,
mm-hmm.
and that was the end, right?
Right.
Or he owed somebody money that they caught up with him, and that was the end. There's so many different theories. I mean, they're just all over the place. There's so many. Or, you know, he's super high and he doesn't know what he's doing. He falls in the Colorado River and he succumbs to his, you know, drowning or whatever the case may be. But again, the Colorado River is only knee deep at the time and it's not going to sweep you off your feet. It's not something that, you know, a 26-year-old grown man is going to not be able to get out of.
Well, I mean, if a person is disoriented and, affected by chemicals or alcohol or whatever, then it's highly likely that a person can drown in just a small creek or whatever could happen, you know? That still doesn't explain nobody ever being able to find him. Because even if he did get hurt or by himself or something, they would definitely find a body or evidence of him being there.
Yes, and I completely agree with you. The thing is, with the inebriation, right? So, like, let's say, because we know he's had a drug problem in the past, mm-hmm. right? But he was really trying to do good. He was trying to, you know, do well for his wife and or his live-in wife with his kids, and he was trying to do well.
Mm-hmm.
His friend from high school. Oh, that's awful. Okay. So, anyway, when.
If you're right, it's terrible. Tell me more.
It's terrible. Tell me more. So it's my understanding that the day before. before August 8th, which is when him and LaDessa had the argument. Mm-hmm. The day before, he took a drug test and he passed it.
Yeah.
So, if well, that's the case, listen. I know. listen, I know what you're going to say. People pass drug tests all the time. And
absolutely they do.
No. I agree. I know.
But that doesn't necessarily mean he did. I mean,
right.
So you got to hope for the best for everybody. So let's just hope that he was 100% on the right track.
Right. And so, and also, LaDessa says that she did not see him or witness him take anything the night that they had the argument and he left.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that he was inebriated. We don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion, listening to the 911 call, it sounds like he's concerned. He's obviously scared.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for help.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a mystery. I mean, you know, it's 2013. Mm-hmm. He's been gone for this long. No trace, no word, no... Nobody's come forward with any information, nothing.
So, question. Did they find anything of relevance in or around his truck?
That's a great question. So, when they repoed the truck, so the police department, it's a small police department.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Bront, mm-hmm. we said it was Bront, right? Not Bronte.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to go with Bront.
Mm-hmm. They have a very limited, I think the population of Bront is like 1,000 or less. So mm-hmm. it's a very small town, right? Highway 277 is two lanes. It's one lane going one way, one lane going the other way.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a very small town. Now, they did take the truck. So the next morning, they towed the truck to the nearest, you know, tow yard and left it there. They did go through the truck. They did not find a cell phone. They didn't find any drugs or drug paraphernalia
mm-hmm.
in the truck. That's something to keep note of. Obviously, I mean, he could have, you know, taken it before he left. He didn't have it on him. Or maybe he had it on him and on the truck. I mean, that's obviously, you know, something
so,
that...
Yeah, so really... All they know for sure is what happened up until the point where he ran out of gas.
Yes. I mean, he ran out of gas, right? Mm-hmm. So we know he called 911 mm-hmm. and said, I'm in trouble. I need help. Send the police, not the ambulance. Send the police. Some guys are chasing me into the woods,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we know. And then after the 911 call, he speaks to his brother again. And again, I don't know if it's his brother or if it's his brother's wife who was with him whenever they went to get the gas can for Brandon and arrived.
So
at
does
his truck.
He tell when he talks to them again? Does he tell them that he called 911?
No.
Does he tell them that he's being chased?
No. So they're unaware. Now he did at some point, and I don't know if it was before the 911 call or after the 911 call, but he does tell him that somebody's chasing him out of town. So he does say that, which is possible.
It's very interesting.
It is very interesting. I am so intrigued by this because I can't get past the 911 call because obviously he's not hiding from the cops mm-hmm. because he called 911 for the cops.
Right.
So he's not hiding from the cops. What in the world would he be leaving? I just don't think he left voluntarily. And I think if they did an extensive search of the Colorado River and that land...
Well, in all reality, they could get a warrant to search that land.
And they should. And mm-hmm. I think that it's just such a small area. You know these little towns in Texas. Mm-hmm. They just... don't have the manpower that some of the bigger cities have. Mm-hmm.
And how often when people go missing or get murdered or anything like that, how often do people look at their background and say, oh, they were such a good person, just an upstanding citizen, and they go all out of their way to try to help the family and figure out what happened. But then when they say, oh, they had a troubled past, there was some stuff. Oh, right. Well, okay, well, they're messed up. They're probably fine.
And it's like they automatically dismiss them because mm-hmm. they have, you know, a record or right. something. And it's not right. It's not.
Like, I'd be pissed. Like, if, you know, if I had a family member that struggled in the past or whatever, and something happened to them, I'd be so ticked off if people did not take it seriously.
Right.
So I feel like somebody's past or whatever shouldn't play a factor in whether or not somebody gets justice.
It's like they're judging them because they have a past, which exactly. is wrong. Either way, the family is looking, they're still hopeful and they're still looking for him and wanting information for him. I know there's a Facebook page that they have created for him and that they've got information and updates, and it's Help Find Brandon Lawson on Facebook page, and they've got information there.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell the last name?
Lawson.
Okay.
It's just so sad, and I can't get over it. I can't get over that, you know, he made the 911 call, asked for police, and they never found it. He was on the road. He was on the side of the road. How do you just disappear?
I think that's maybe kind of one of the craziest parts about it. Like, people go missing all the time, but it's one of those where it's like, you just called 911, and then now you're missing.
Exactly.
So,
right.
That's what kind of makes it crazy. Like, you called for help, and then now you're nowhere to be found.
He was clearly in trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was... You don't call 911 if you're not in trouble.
Yeah.
So, man, I don't know. And I hope they find something because I just can't imagine.
It's always the ones that, like, have the least amount of information that are the most fascinating to follow.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, it's just a mystery all around. It's a
We can definitely keep tabs on this, and hopefully they'll figure something out, and maybe we can do an update episode too.
Yes, yeah,
with a lot more information.
So, I mean, I say this is where it is. It's a mystery to everybody. Hopefully, we can do an update on Crime Shots later, whenever we
really
do.
Cool.
Maybe when they do an extensive search on the Colorado River and maybe the land that's around where his truck was found.
Hopefully, enough people will make a stir about it. You know, with the Facebook page and everything else. That it'll force authorities to go out and, you know, do more than what they've already done.
Exactly.
So that would be really cool.
We'll see. I mean, I know that listening to that 911 call is chilling for me.
It's just
so...
like, what in the world? Yeah. I'll be completely honest with you. That's going to be something that I'm going to listen to over and over again and, like, ponder the different...
Try to figure out what he's saying.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have it in my head, too, and be like, this is definitely what's happening. But... and I'm sure authorities have already done the same thing and gone back and forth. They always know more than what they put out there.
Oh, well, for sure. That's what they do in investigations. Yeah. I mean, they you know, don't tell you everything.
Exactly.
Hopefully we can do an update on it. That would be great.
Yeah. But bottom line, don't run out of gas.
Get gas. Or you're going on a long road where there's not gas stations.
Yes. And if it's the middle of the night, maybe take some gas with you, just in case. Because Texas is big, so there is a lot of nothing out there.
Yes, you can go hours and hours without getting to another state.
Yes, it takes forever to get out of Texas. Yeah. Once you're in, you're stuck for a while.
You're stuck. All right. So, another episode down?
Another episode down. That was an awesome episode.
It was. It's
super
interesting.
Yeah.
I look forward to the next episode of Crime Shots.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Like and subscribe.
Absolutely.